This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Well, time check's just gone, just about going, rather. 8 minutes to six. Time now for our Hot Tech report. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, joining us on the line as usual on Tuesdays. Jan, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, great to have you on board once again. Jan, we've got quite a bit to unpack. Let's get going. Vodacom's embarrassing data network outage in South Africa. What's happening here?
This was about the undersea cable outage, or at least it's related to the undersea cable outage, which I'm sure everybody remembers now. Mm-hmm. or has heard about. But what was interesting about what happened there is, firstly, Microsoft's Azure data center went down across South Africa. Now, they have a local data center, and yet people couldn't access and businesses couldn't access their data in the local data center, even though the international cables were down. And Vodacom's data network was offline for a lot of subscribers. You couldn't even access local services. And what I mean by local services, because when I asked Vodacom about this, they said, yeah, but you know, some local websites are hosted internationally, like kind of hand waving it away, which was quite frustrating. But we actually tested it against ourselves. And My Broadband, we have our speed test app that is hosted in Teraco. Mm-hmm. And then we have our website, which is hosted in a different data center. And then in front of our website, we have Cloudflare. And so we have, you know, we have some pretty a pretty interesting way of being able to test local services in South Africa. And Vodacom really couldn't give a satisfactory answer for why it wasn't possible to access websites that we know are locally hosted, whether it's My Broadband or News24, our speed test app. Their data network was down. And so the feedback that we got from Vodacom was actually quite disappointing, where they wanted to hand wave away the fact that their data network was offline for the better part of 2 hours that Thursday when the undersea cables went off. That's why our headline was that it's an embarrassing data outage, because I mean, like, your whole network should not go offline. Mm-hmm. When the undersea cables go off, and you should definitely have an explanation for that. And okay, Unfortunately, Vodacom provided no explanation.
Very quickly, what's the status now?
The status is that a repair ship, I think potentially even two repair ships, are on their way. Mm-hmm. To the site of the break. And it's going to take them probably another, I want to say, 5 or 6 days to get there. Then they still have to get the, you know, the cables up one at a time and repair them. So we're looking at like mid-April to actually fix all four cables that have been broken. And just to bring people up to speed, we're talking about four separate undersea cables that were broken off the coast of Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, near Abidjan. So that's the WAX cable, which is hugely important to South Africa's international connectivity. Telkom's SAT-3 cable, which has become much less important since CECOM launched. Then it's the ACE cable, which I haven't heard a lot of people talking about or using in South Africa, even though it's got a huge amount of capacity and is supposedly coming all the way down to the country. And then the main one cable, which isn't that important to us, but it's really important to the rest of West Africa. Sure. Because the main one cable only connects, you know, mm-hmm, like halfway down, doesn't come all the way down to South Africa. But like, there's West African countries that have been knocked completely offline. Ghana is one of them. It doesn't, like, a lot of West African countries have connectivity to Google's new Equiano cable.
Right.
But Ghana doesn't. For example, so like the whole of Ghana was offline essentially, except for a handful of services that found another way out.
Sure, sure.
So these cable breaks are a huge issue, and we're actually quite lucky down here at the southern tip of Africa that we've got so much route diversity, whereas our neighbors who do not have, who are not flanked by the Atlantic and Indian Ocean, usually only have an option of one set of coastal cables.
Right.
We have the benefit of being able to choose from both sets.
Okay. Jan, let's look at the major credit bureau slapped with enforcement notice for data breach in South Africa. Whoa, what does this mean?
This is TransUnion, and so I don't know how many people remember the big ransomware attack that TransUnion suffered in 2022, and ended up leaking a whole bunch of people's private information, and it's a credit bureau. Like, you know, it's legally protected. We have to give them our private information for banks to give us credit.
Mm-hmm.
They went and got hacked. They were breached by a group calling themselves NaughtySecTU. The fact that the group had a TU at the end of their name was quite suspicious. It seemed to suggest that they were out to embarrass TransUnion while kind of piggybacking on a less famous ransomware gang's name. Like the real NaughtySec is an outfit that was based out of Brazil, but that hadn't really been functional for a while. Anyway, that's really hacker stuff. It's what interests me about the story. But what happened here was the information regulator investigated. It said that there were huge shortcomings in TransUnion's protection of people's personal information. It mentioned weak passwords, that TransUnion used weak passwords, that they allowed the attackers to create user accounts that they were not supposed to be able to create, and got in. And so it gave a set of three things. So what an enforcement notice is a set of essentially deadlines or a set of tasks that the party must complete by a deadline, mm-hmm. and if it fails, then they get fined. So TransUnion has until the 26th of May to implement three remedial actions, which includes, you know, hardening its systems and doing an audit and doing a personal information impact assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And it must then provide proof to the information regulator that it's done those things.
Okay.
And then it will have been deemed to comply.
Okay.
If it fails to comply, then it gets fined. Mm. But TransUnion is quite confident that it already complies in most respects. The handful of things that it still needs to do, it'll do, and then it'll spring free of the fine. But at least we've got the information regulator making some fire under these companies
right.
when they mess up.
Jan, I just wish we had more time to unpack a few more issues, but perhaps we can still continue the conversation next week. But Jan, thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, bringing us everything hot tech on a Tuesday.